T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A developing story out of Tarrant County. A dive team is called in after a vehicle was found submerged in Echo Lake in South Fort Worth. KRLD's Alan Skaya has more from the scene.
And you can see the marks where the car drove down the embankment, down into Echo Lake here. This is Echo Lake Park. This is near on Rippey Street, just east of 35W, just south of downtown in South Fort Worth. The car was submerged in the lake. You've got dive teams out there now looking to pull the car out. You've also got firefighters are here. The trucks are in the parking lot. And yeah, you can see the tire marks where it drove down the embankment. They're trying to figure out if it was just the driver who was inside or if anyone else may have been caught in this too. But they're out there now. They're looking to rescue anyone who may have been stuck out there, and then also to pull the wreckage from the lake. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Get the latest details on that story on News Radio 1080 and at KRLD.com. Dallas preparing for more protests today. On Tuesday evening, a group of about 200 started at Dallas City Hall as the governor met with the mayors of Dallas and Fort Worth. They then began to march into uptown before turning around and making their way back to Dallas City Hall. Before the curfew went into effect at 7 p.m., the group heard this message from police and moved to Lake Cliff Park.
This is 7 o'clock. Again, today, thank you for your attitudes, thank you for your cooperation, and thank you for your passion. We hear you. We're with you.
Another march began and went down Beckley and Zhang before winding up back at the park. The group leaders made sure to keep everyone on the sidewalks and everyone stayed peaceful throughout. The Community Police Oversight Board meeting next week for the first time in months, and members say they want to investigate a controversial incident in Dallas.
The protesters were warned not to take the bridge.
Dallas Police Chief Renee Hall is defending the decision to arrest protesters on the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge, but for chairman of the Police Oversight Board, things aren't so cut and dry. The protesters were detained Monday night after Chief Hall says they were warned to stay off the bridge. The incident is raising questions for members of the board who haven't been allowed to meet, even virtually, because of COVID-19. Board members say the protests seemed peaceful and they question the tactics police used to arrest marchers. They say they're hoping to investigate the incident further. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott is pledging $1 million to the fight against racism. According to 105.3 The Fan, Prescott is making the commitment to improve police training and address the problem of what he calls systemic racism in America. The head of a major police union in Houston is urging his members to quickly report any objectionable behavior by fellow officers. We ask Ennis Police Chief Andy Harvey if he is surprised by that recommendation.
No, I'm encouraged by it, and that's what we need to do. I think part of what happened in Minneapolis is just that. Those officers were either afraid or didn't have enough courage, and there's another dynamic there, but they didn't have enough, and the culture doesn't represent, hey, someone's doing something, you know, crazy. We need to step in and stop them. And so Yeah, we need more of that. We need to speak up, and we not only speak up, we need to act as well.
And we hear the term the blue code of silence. Is that something that actually exists in many places in law enforcement?
You know, historically there has been one, and we want to protect each other. This is a hard gig. I'm not making excuses. I'm just saying that's been historically the case, where we look out for each other. And at times it has been an unhealthy thing.
That's Ennis Police Chief Andy Harvey. An iconic Dallas landmark went dark as part of Blackout Tuesday. You may have seen people posting black squares on their social media accounts, and in solidarity with the movement, Reunion Tower went dark for only the second time in its 42-year history. In a tweet, representatives for Reunion Tower said, quote, "The time is now to engage with compassion, patience, and understanding," end quote. Interest rates are at record lows, and despite a pandemic and protests around the country, the number of mortgage applications is rising.
Mortgage applications to purchase homes were up 5% just last week and were 18% higher than a year ago, according to a report from the Mortgage Bankers Association. Experts say pent-up demand and record low interest rates could have something to do with it. The average rate for the standard 30-year fixed-rate mortgage fell to 3.15%. It's the third time it's hit a record low since March, according to Freddie Mac. Susie Solis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The HEB grocery chain will no longer require customers to wear face masks to enter its stores. HEB still encouraging customers to wear masks, but says they are no longer mandatory. Employees and vendors will continue to wear masks. We are expecting updated coronavirus numbers from around the area. Stay connected with News Radio 1080 and KRLD.com for the latest information as we continue to bring you expanded news coverage of the big local events.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere. For the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.